The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel
Lord
Report.
Knows they'll try.
I'm your host, John Statmuller, with you on this 18th day of May, 2017. Let me snag, who's the other caller there? Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark. You still there?
Hey there.
Hey.
Did you get my email okay?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, well, what's her name doesn't want to be publicly identified.
Yeah, I read that in the email. I read that in the email.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one of those things. I was kind of hoping to talk with Gerald because I haven't thought to, you know, Barry Loudon was my contributor, he's my assigned carpetbagger who pretends to Republican.
Mark, you've got it. Mark, you've got a particularly crappy connection here.
To do this right quick. Come on. All right. Off the Bluetooth. Hold on. Hold on.
I can't hold back. I can't hold back.
Maybe you're right there. Hold on.
I can't hold back the hands of time. I can't hold back the hands of time. It'll just rip my arms out. Tell you what, try it one more time.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, but it's still strange. But go ahead.
I hear you. I'll pull over in a second here. My carpetbagger said that we have a republic because we elect people who claim to represent us. He didn't put in the word claim to, but we vote for people who represent us. So communist countries actually have republics because you can vote for this communist or that communist. And he took this thing that I advocated, a change to the Constitution, that basically acknowledged that we need to have public referendums, that when the body politic does things that we don't agree with, we need to have a means of saying, no, you don't either. Like the bailout that they did over our objections, right?
Right.
And that's the thing, is that a republic requires, you know, if you bother to read Plato, which came from our Muslim friends, that they're the ones that restored that body of work, and it says that people have to be informed. That means they have a legitimate, you know, a roughly accurate mental model of what's really going on, know what they need to do. And they need to be moral so that, you know, if you know what you need to do but you don't do it, it doesn't count for anything. And that's the thing, is that Plato's Republic also said some things like public education, which if it were actually teaching people, here's some information and here's how you discern and examine, that when public education becomes a means of dumbing people down and, you know, getting them to believe things that just aren't so, then that's a whole different thing, right?
I would imagine.
Yeah, so the thing is that I guess I could send Gerald this thing about, he said something about calling for direct democracy. I think the main thing is that when the body politic votes for things that we don't approve of, we need to have a way of directly saying, we don't accept you're doing this, in the same way that the Icelanders, basically, when they kicked out the old body politic and put in a new one, they tried to figure out some way of settling the debt. The people said, no, we didn't trust them. We don't trust you. We demand a public referendum. And it passed overwhelmingly. And so I think Leviticus 25 doesn't explicitly say that debt is forgiven. But I do think we need to get to the point of acknowledging that there really is no debt. There's just bookkeeping entries that are called debt.
Right? I agree. And you know, here's the deal. Anything that they're doing, and Mark, this really pains me because the average American, first of all, doesn't really know how much debt we're really in. I would think it would be a field day, and I'd be jumping up and down if we were only $19 trillion in debt.
But, yeah, but our debt, obligation.
Hey, do me a favor. He cannot hear me real well, so pull him down a little bit. Okay. I'm looking at the scenario, and the one thing that's going to be necessary, the tax cuts are not going to do anything. Tax cuts will give you temporary relief, put a little bit of money in this pocket while they're stealing you blind out of the other one. This is not doing anything. And again, I will say at the root of this is their power base. You said it. It's the funny money system, debt forgiveness. I was hoping that Donald Trump would pull in the bankers and basically tell them, okay, boys, the party's over. You know, we're going to be switching gears and going to another system. You've already gotten your ill-gotten gains, middlemen, and you're out of here. We cannot do anything, and there is no future of this country if we do not have a sound money system, period. And they can do all the talking and the politicking they want and stroking people and making people feel good over here and that little bunch feel good over there. It's not. It doesn't mean a damn thing. Not a tinker's damn. And we're financially, we're already cooked. So
yeah, the thing with people, yeah, people need to realize that we need to have an open, honest discussion. And I appreciate that RBN allows that to a genuine forum, unlike news with views that. Well, if you're an anti-Semitic wait a minute, the Palestinians are Semitic, and yet you repeat every lie about how it's terrorism when they do it, but it's not terrorism when we do it. And the step one, the first thing about coming clean is know that God already knows that we've been lied to. When God calls to Cain, where's your brother Abel? He's not looking for information. He wasn't saying, hey, I don't know where to find Abel. Where is he? He was saying, here's your chance to come clean. And he blew it.
Yep.
And that's the thing is, know that God already knows. Does that make sense?
I read both of those letters. Has there been any response back from News with Views?
Not from News with Views. Chuck Baldwin, I sent it to him on Facebook. He said right on, and that was an earlier draft. I think I need to send him the latest copy that you got because I added some things and like, oh, I forgot to mention this. And, you know, so I do refinements. I'm kind of like an engineer. It's like, oh, I need to have this little tweak and change the verbiage that way. And sometimes I get halfway through changing something and I forget to go through and finish the flow of the sentence. And I'm like, oops. So that's the way it was with earlier drafts. But, you know, the thing is that when we call for a new political system that's fair to everybody, including the Palestinians, we're not calling for people to get killed, certainly not without due process. So, you know, I detest the dishonesty of claiming that Iran, Ahmadinejad, threatened to wipe Israel off the face of the map. And I was like, okay, show me primary source documentation. And if you can't show primary source documentation, then you need to come clean that you repeated something you didn't know was true. Now, you know, it's like with that Kay Nelson. I don't remember how to spell her. I think it's Kelly. But she basically accused that Chuck Baldwin was bearing false witness, and it's like, you don't have any way of knowing who's telling the truth here. You're just taking Paul Walter's word over Chuck Baldwin's.
Look,
that's all you're doing.
I know, Mark, I know Kelly Nelson from more than 20 years ago.
Okay, your impression of her?
Well, back then, not as bad as it is now, but one night,
yes,
as she's calling me and she told me she was soaking in her bubble bath and I could hear the ice cubes clicking in her drink glass, and she reminded me that you're a little white Christian boy and you keep meddling around in the Jewish affairs, they're going to eat your lunch. And I said, well, that's fine. I said, spare me then. Why don't you good Jews get together and clean your own damn house?
Yeah.
Which apparently doesn't seem, they're holding on to the narrative. I've been watching News with Views very carefully. I read both of the things that you had sent me, and it's spot on. And again, it's just divide and conquer. People will not, even though that the facts are presented to them, it goes against their narrative, but more to their blind faith. That yeah. if somehow that they deviate from that, their world would be destroyed. I've been doing this for 25 years. Stuff that I thought was correct, stuff that I believed in, I look at it again, I do some more research, whoop, that's out the window.
Yeah.
And I'm still here. I'm still sane, at least I think I am. And I think I'm a little bit wiser.
Yeah. Well, what was it that Fox said in Star Trek? A sane person in an insane society will be seen as insane. And the thing that people need to understand is this official narrative makes you feel we're the good guys and they're the bad guys. The huge problem is God knows it's a lie. And anyone who applies any critical thinking or objective examination, you know, it's like this neocon I dealt with, and I pointed out there was no record of a 757 at the Pentagon, a fact that he's never disputed the factuality of that statement. But then he says, well, you've got to prove what happened to the plane that you say didn't hit the Pentagon. It's like, it's not that I say the 2 plus 2 equals 4. Treason is still treason, and you're claiming, his mindset is, that if I can impose the burden of proof on you on something that is completely out of the scope of anything that you can know with what's available to the public, therefore, when you can't answer what I saw, I did answer your question. The people that know are the people that lied to you, to us, and that you still prefer to believe them and to look at the evidence that says they're traitors, they're liars, and before we go bombing other countries, why don't we hearken to the founders who, that they parsed out, Cicero said that the traitor among us, I think you know the quote I'm talking about, but Cicero said very plainly, the traitor among you is a far greater threat than any enemy that carries their banners openly. You're on the defensive with them, but basically the founders read that in the original Latin and said, that guy's spot on, and it's one that none of the founders disagreed with. The biggest threat to our freedom is not any foreign enemy, it is corruption within. And that's why I believe one of the major things I maintain is that the lawful militia has to be reinstated to hold the government accountable, because we cannot trust the government to investigate itself. About Seth Rich, about Waco, about Ruby Ridge, about 9/11, the list goes on. And the gerrymandering has to end. The touchscreen voting in this state of Georgia, we have this woman running for Congress called Karen Handel. And she actively campaigned against the touchscreen voting machine. And at a GOP barbecue, I didn't mean to be verbose, but I was very explicitly, emphatically clear, the touchscreen voting machines are a problem. And everything she said for the next 5 minutes was 100% dismissal that there was any legitimate problem with the touchscreen voting machines. And here she is running against this Democrat, like, here's our only choice. You can have Al Capone or you can have Scarface. And I'm like, sorry, none of the above is the answer. And, if you want to publish that article, you're welcome to do so. And maybe I have some other things that you may find useful, right?
All righty. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Mark.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you later.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to send that over to you. It's taken some pretty deep swipes, and I really don't want to get into a war with News with Views, because there are some people over there. The problem here's the problem in a nutshell, the way I see it. You have Zionists who infiltrated News with Views, and there's some battles going on between a preacher writing for 20 years, all of a sudden being taken to task because he's writing anti-Semitic stuff. No, it's not anti-Semitic at all. It's identifying Jews that, well, that really aren't Jews. They're because they're Khazars. The people have been doing and stepping up the DNA tracking and tracing and all this other stuff. They're not Semitic. And people want to hang on to their illusions. So now that they're striking out against people that are talking about this, and Chuck Baldwin, it took a long time for him to come around, because he was one of these Holy Roland Preachers that just was down with Judeo-Christendom. It took him a long time to come around. I don't care how long it takes anybody to wake up, as long as they wake up. Well, that ruffled some feathers over at News with Views, and there are Jews over there that didn't want to hear this, that they figured it was anti-Semitic. You know, what was it Voltaire said? I should have asked him, because that was the quote. It was on the header of one of these letters that was sent over. Basically, paraphrasing, just look at who you can't criticize, and you'll know who your enemy is. Figure out who it is you can't talk about, and there is the person controlling the game. I spoke to D.V. Kidd. I'm going to have D.V. on next month. She's been extremely busy. She's down here in Spring, Texas. And D.V. still writes with News and Views. So I'm not going to write off the entire News with Views, because we've got a argument going on over there. It's an important argument. It's one that held up to the light of day that they would lose. But we're not going to do that. We're just all going to group together. We're going to give you our opinion and our attitude regardless of the arguments. And they won't answer the arguments. They won't answer the questions. So my take on that is I want to remain ignorant, and I'm sticking to my belief or my narrative, and the hell with you. Okay. George in Hawaii. Hello, George.
Hey, John, love your attitude. I enjoyed Gerald very much. First of all, regarding these Semites, they're no more Semitic than the man on the moon. They're Khazarians, just like you said. They're Eastern Europeans.
Yep.
And all claim to be Israelis. I don't know who they are, but they know the history.
Mm-hmm.
And this notion of Judeo-Christian is absolutely nonsense, because the Jews hate the Christians. Read the book. Read the Torah. Read the Talmud. It'll tell you. They have Jesus burning in hell in his own excrement. That's what they say.
And George,
they have no desire.
Yeah, George, and
yes,
this is why I made the comment about the script has been written. I mean, this script, it couldn't be any more whacked out than some coked-out Hollywood screenwriter for a movie, you know? And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at this, and I'm going, oh, my God. And people are, rather than... And here's the deal. Rather than get out of that comfort zone, I have gone through many barriers. I have gone through many doors that well, here's where it stops. This is my belief system, and I know that I'm right, and I'm not, well, wait a minute, let me see what's behind this door. And I've walked through it, and I've done that for 25 years.
John, you've been through the desert and a horse with no name. I know you've had a long ride. You're probably pretty thirsty by now. But let me just finish up on this. This Judeo-Christian nonsense, I don't know where they got that, or who dug that up, or how they equated the two. But these two religions are as opposed to each other as we are to Buddhism, as Christians are to Buddhists. There's nothing in common. Nothing. Not even Jesus. Nothing. So we should get rid of this Judeo-Christian notion. That should be flushed. The second thing that I wanted to talk about, and I think Gerald's starting to move in the right direction, and I want to drain the swamp, but when you drain the swamp, all you end up is with mud. So I tend to want to backfill instead of drain. So I want to backfill Washington, D.C., front to back, and move the capital of this country Butte, Montana, someplace in Iowa, and see how many bureaucrats you have moving out there. See how many of these strap hangers, these guys who ride around the beltway, strap hanging, how many of those people would move to desolated places like Anchorage to take jobs in the government? And that's why I'm not upset about Mar-a-Lago. Not upset at all. I think we should close Washington down. It's not uncommon. We are 222 years old. As a republic, we are very old, John. Very, very old.
Well, and I
want to backfill. I want to do something a little more creative.
I got
you.
You
see kids playing with Legos.
Yep.
Right. Build. You start with one block at a time.
Hey,
one Lego.
Hey, hang on, George. I got a break here.
that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. George, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, John. Thank you so much for your kindness. I was just trying to fill up with this thing about Legos, you know, build block for block. I can tell you one thing I'm pretty sure of. If you move this government, this capital, the Butte, wherever the heck you want to go, I don't care. Des Moines, fine. I don't care where you go. I don't think you'd have all these lobbyists moving out with you. I don't think you'd have all these attorneys moving out there. I think you'd have half the guys who are strap hangers quitting and leaving and getting real jobs.
I don't know if that would be the case or not, George, because there's an old whacked out saying, neo maxi zoomed weebiest saying, that no matter where you go, there you are. And they would it wouldn't matter. I mean, if it was in Chicago, or if it was in Butte, Montana, or Honolulu, it wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter for this year. It would matter on the years going forward, because everybody, the reason we are mired in this institutional, disgusting muck is because the same people live, and it's generational, and they're born, and they get the jobs, and they move up in the system, and they're part of this bureaucratic system that emanates from one area, not even a state, in the middle of the Beltway. And I think if we move that just, you know, a couple of years, move it to Butte, some place where people have a great, great time, See how many of these people would follow along to, you know, to collect their rewards. See how many people would follow along if you move the Senate, you know, to Chicago or someplace, wherever the heck they're going to go. I don't care where it is. But I'm telling you, my perspective is they're there. It's this way because they are there. It could be different. And when you got something that's 222 years old, so old, so ingrained.
Actually, we're a little bit older than that. That reference to 222 was the amount of years that this country has been in existence, that we've been bombing and shooting and disrupting and toppling and murdering around the world.
Okay, so let's go to Washington, right? Drive around and look at all these monuments that we have, all these monuments to failure. Look at the Vietnam War Memorial. Great, great monument. That's a monument to failure. It's a failure. We continue to institutionalize all these failures. We continue to idolize all these people that probably aren't the best people. I think you had an article on, was it Mr. Lincoln recently?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of exposed some of the things that he was up to, which I really enjoyed quite a bit. John, I really did. And but we continue to make these monuments. We build them higher and higher. And, you know, the Pentagon. Look at the Pentagon. It's like a city.
I've been to the Pentagon. I've been in there. I had lunch in the little Pentagonal thing there, and sitting down on a bench, just looking around me, going, "Wow, yeah."
Yeah.
All right. Hey, look, yeah, I hate to do this. I got to let you go. We're coming up on the bottom of the hour.
John, I really appreciate your candor and your honesty and your guest, especially today, Gerald. Absolutely super. Thank you so much.
All right. Appreciate your call. Thanks, George. Yeah, and Gerald, we've set the new norm now. He only used to do a half hour with us. Now he's doing an hour. And just to maximize that, I skipped the commercial breaks in that. So... Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Is there anybody in the Trump White House that isn't Jewish anymore? Keep your enemies close. Well, who is his friends and who is his enemies? Well, Rod Rosenstein did the deep state bidding on Wednesday by appointing a special prosecutor to derail Donald Trump's presidency. Without even so much as contacting the White House, Rosenstein appointed former FBI Director Robert Mueller as special counsel to investigate phony Russian influence in the 2016 presidential election. What do you do when you got to sneeze? Go to break. Go to break now. We'll take the bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I get today? Not the worldwide reaction to Palestinian hunger strikes. We get the story of a possible terrorist in Times Square, New York, driving down the wrong way, hitting 14, 15 people and one person dead. It's a terrorist attack. Oh, they're checking the car for bombs. Oh, the guy was drunk. Live feeds, breaking news, on Fox News. What did I learn? Nothing. Talking about Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, and again, is Trump in control, or is he just handed the reins, made picks, and then handed the reins, trusting them to do the right thing? Mueller headed the FBI from September 4, 2001. How many days before three buildings fell in New York? To September 4, 2013, under both Bush and Obama. Throughout the period, our intelligence agencies massively expanding their power under the Patriot Act to become the totalitarian spy agency we have today with total information awareness. That they said was a dead program? It's not. Change the name, bring it back. To catalog the list of abuses the FBI took part in under his leadership is impossible. but he oversaw hundreds, if not thousands, of entrapment cases, as well as exoneration of the FBI in every shooting they've ever been involved in. He also pushed tech companies to install backdoors for the U.S. government into all of their software. We've seen how great that worked out with this latest massive ransomware hack, which evidently the program was designed by the NSA and the CIA. Even Dickie Morris, I don't know where this guy is getting his courage, because he's a political hack from a long time ago, but even he laid out this and why this appointment is going to be a disaster. He says the Trump administration may never recover from the decision of Deputy Attorney General Rob Rosenstein to cave into Democratic pressure and appoint a special prosecutor to investigate the totally fictional scandal of Trump's relationship with Putin. The prosecutor hired to investigate something that never happened will not report Trump's innocence. Special prosecutors never do. They justify their own existence, importance, budget, and staff by finding something to prosecute, usually a crime, and they end up going after is one of his own, his investigation itself has created. Remember the Valerie Plame affair? After years of work, a special prosecutor found that no crime had occurred. The person who leaked her link to the CIA was authorized to do so. With no crime to come up with, Patrick Fitzgerald, the prosecutor, indicted Scooter Libby, an aide to Vice President Dick Cheney, for perjury, a crime that would never have taken place had there been no investigation. That's how special prosecutors work. In the meantime, they hobble the president, drain away his political credibility, separate him from his supporters, and paralyze his administration. No legislature is willing to lend his support for fear of what the prosecutor might find. Each one will run for cover rather than work with Trump to get something done. In appointing a prosecutor, Rosenstein has killed this administration's ability to function. No health care overhaul, no tax cuts, no government reform, all while we await the results of a nothing investigation into a nothing scandal. Now, Rosenstein, according to Jennifer Rubin, said Rosenstein has now recovered his reputation. Did he ever have one? If he did, it wasn't good. Rosenstein couldn't have picked a better choice. As a former FBI chief, Mueller knows precisely what to look for and how to conduct an exhaustive investigation. Wasn't he around when Hillary Clinton was around? I'm serious, folks. I've rewatched the Clinton Chronicles, and I'd forgotten a lot of it. And I just found myself sitting there shaking my head, going, that was then, this is now. Here is a person, a first-year law graduate, an attorney that only knows process and not the law, could prosecute this. Could put her scurvy little butt in jail for the rest of her life. And then some. Is it going to happen? Unless there is some grand roundabout way of politics in Washington to go get her, I don't think this is going to happen. And do you actually think if Senator Joe Lieberman, and he really is a homosexual, compromised himself, you know, you would think that all these people who are for gay and lesbian, and isn't that all great? Why don't they ever admit that they are themselves? If it's so great and it's so good for you and me, how's come they're not the standard? How's come they're not the standard bearer? I mean, when was the last time you saw a rainbow flag over Joe Lieberman's head? So we're this guy, and excuse me, I mean, isn't Trump in control of something? Doesn't he have decisions to make? And who is Mr. Rosenstein here? And did he even tell Trump what he was going to do? I don't know. Trump kept saying, oh, the pick's imminent. You know, it'll happen real soon. veto Lieberman? I would have much preferred. I would have much preferred the Governor Hack from Arkansas. Probably just as big a criminal as Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton ever was. And I get 2.5-3 hours of Times Square today, but not a word on a sincere Palestinian hunger strike. Israeli prime enabler, the United States government, and its complicit mainstream media have virtually ignored the hunger strike being conducted by the Palestinian prisoners. Many of these prisoners languish in the Israeli prisons under an Israeli policy known as administrative detention, where prisoners who have not been charged with a crime can be held for years. Elsewhere around the world, others have shown support for the Palestinian prisoners on hunger strikes. Does that sound familiar? Administrative detention? People who have not been charged with a crime can be held for years? Refer back to what I said about Mueller and under his watch, and all the power that the intelligence agencies granted themselves, including making you up and disappear. You don't get a phone call. There's no lawyers. Can't even tell the family where you've up and been disappeared to. And you might find yourself in Guantanamo Bay or Seoul, South Korea someplace. Or you might end up dead. They disappear you. And they've called this legal. Some pissed off people had better finally stand up and say, I've had enough. Enough of this. Because I was serious about this. I don't even know how to adequately express how sitting here watching this very bad play out. How do you, if you're sane, how do you make sane comments on insanity? You almost have to be as crazy as they are to even try to attempt to make any sense of it, because none of it does. And it's like, well, why even go through the motions? Why are you even going through the motions? Do you see us sitting out here all staring at you with jaundiced eyes? Do you see our reaction? Do you think that you're that bulletproof on this planet in your lifetime that you can't be gotten to? We need some people that have the courage to do what must be done. Yeah, okay, let me go back to my caller screen because I was using that as a story page. Okay, hold on. I'll get it here in a second. Coming around, it's there. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John. I just wanted to correct one of your callers. He said that the Khazars are not Jews. Well, he's wrong about that. The king of Khazaria, his name was Kagan, just like one of our Supreme Court justices, which means of Cain, which means they're of the devil. People need to go to shepherdschapel.com. They've got a CD, and it's called Who Are the Kenites? And then you'll understand all these people, how come they're so evil, and they never hardly change. They're Kenites. But don't say, hey, the Khazars are not Jews, because it's wrong.
Laura, I'll disagree with you on that one, and we'll leave it at that. Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob.
Hey, John. I definitely sounded like you were echoing some of the words we were discussing the other night about talking about crazy, how crazy it is. You have to think crazy. And I know this much. It's beyond anything that we've ever imagined. And I know that I'm telling people right now, I believe in the restoration project. We're going to have a peaceful one, or we're going to have a violent one. There is no other way, because everything is toxic. As we documented, you got your callers, your guest, you, the last 2-3 days. Every piece of government has some sort of malfeasance in it and something that's loaded against we the people. And there's no fixing it. It all has to be dismantled. And how we go about doing it, well, I think the cards may be being played that force the hand that we don't really want. But either way, I'm telling people point blank, get your equipment ready, get your mind ready, and just be ready. That's it.
Having you said that, I'll point people to aroutfitting.com. It's been sponsoring the network for several months now. ARO, it's at the top right page of our homepage, republicbroadcasting.org, and all kinds of neat, nifty things that you need to buff up your AR-15. Well worth it, top quality stuff, and priced equivalent to what anybody else is doing in the industry. And by the way, he's a hell of a nice guy, so well worth looking at.
And a great person. One spot thing that I will mention, John Moore would appreciate this, a simple rifle that anybody can use, the Ruger 10/22, it has removable mags, and the Israeli sniper teams are even using them over there. Found that out a couple of weeks ago.
Well, I ran into a guy that I never, Marine Force Recon. He was a Marine sniper, and he showed me an AK that he redid, and I've never seen anything like it, about the size of an MP5.
Wow.
With that one hell of a knockdown power. He also showed me something. He also showed me something else. He said, I used to be a 45 guy. He says, you know what happens to a 45 once the bullet comes out of the barrel? It's on the downward path. It's only moving at about 700 miles an hour, less than the speed of sound. And he says, it's big, and within 50-foot range, yeah, it can knock over a bull moose. Might not kill it, might get back up, but you can at least knock it over from the mass of the bullet. But then he showed me what is the plastic gun that I'm thinking about?
Kel-Tec.
What? Glock, yes. A Glock 10.
Glock.
Have you ever seen a Glock 10?
No, but I actually I have seen him. I haven't seen him in action.
Well, I saw when he got done reworking, and it was a pistol that had the power of a 45, but had the accuracy of a 9mm. So
Beautiful thing.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You know, I love gun control. To me, that's hitting your intended target and doing it with effectiveness. Why do it twice when once will do?
Yep. And think tactical, think outside the box. Don't underestimate yourself, people. You are what you think you are. You just need to get out, you need to practice, you need to put it in action. And as John Moore says, get your preps ready, get your stuff ready. Because 2 minutes too late is going to be a hell of a day for you.
Rob, I thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. Yeah, Rob sent me a tactical vest. It would need an Abrams tank to kill you. Weighs about 40 pounds, and I think the damn thing would damn near stop a 50 cal. Wow. I'm sorry? Oh, you did weigh it was 22 pounds? That's nothing. Psh, hey, give me three of those. I can hike that through a wood with a 40-pound pack and loaded with ammunition. Jerry in Chicago, did he phone in? Did he make the donation? Okie dokie. You know, I'm trust but verify. Have to see the sheet of paper. Jerry from Chicago just donated $500. Jerry, thank you. Thank you very, very much. We are doing a pledge drive for the network. We're, I'm going to say maybe one-third there. And we, I'm sorry? And we've got about, 30 days have September, April, June, and November. We got about 2 weeks left on this deal. We got to get there, folks. Examine your heart, examine your wallet, examine your motivation for doing what you're doing, and make a donation.
Benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You know, the only reason why Syria is not dead in the water right now and Assad out of the presidency has been because of the Russians embarrassing the United States, revealing and talking about the fact that the opposition forces in Syria were the actual creation of the intelligence agencies, the CIA, the Mossad, and the blank check written by our government to support this stuff. The Israeli NATO plan to destabilize and destroy Syria as a nation has been thwarted hitherto by the Syrian army, supported by Russia and some Kurdish forces, but the structural elite are determined to keep pushing until they've achieved their objective. Now, these NATO boots on the ground fighting alongside anti-Syrian government forces, they have not stopped, folks. Even though that they've been exposed, they're not going to stop. Does that tell you how serious they are about their agenda? A report, U.S. British forces enter southern Syria alongside terrorists. Is a bigger battle shaping up? Brandon Tuberville says days after reports that Damascus was on high alert due to increased U.S. troop levels on the Jordanian border, an apparent preparation for the invasion from the south and the southeast, the United States and Britain have indeed pushed into Syria from the very location earlier reports suggested would be used. Fighting alongside jihadist terrorist organizations, J.S. Mugwar al-Thura, a subsidiary of the Free Syrian Army, U.S. and British forces were filmed traveling through the Tanf border, crossing into Homs governorate. The troops were apparently headed toward the, I think this is Hamina area. Now, U.K. and other special forces have been active in Syria from the outset of this fomented conflict to destroy yet another stable Middle Eastern country. But thus far, Russia has been the major deterrent to use the overt force. Really? Somebody pick up the phone and save Robert Mueller here all the trouble. Don't even bother going through the motions. Because what is at stake here is literally the truth being revealed. Do you think Robert Mueller is going to come out and tell the American people the truth? Because the truth is that the reason why we're on this anti-Russian crusade, there are a couple different layers to this, but primarily because they have helped Bashar Assad. They have staved off the anti-Syrian army. And he has remained in power as the voters, 85% each time, voted him in. This is what the Syrian people want, and this is what they have. But we're not going to abide that. Think about this, folks. Who in the hell are we to go topple a democratically elected president? When was the last time anybody was ever voted in this country into the presidency with an 85% vote? I don't think it has ever happened. All right, that'll do it for us today. Back with you tomorrow. We'll make that the open phone Friday. And folks, please make a donation to this network. We need to keep plugging at this. It's a long-term endeavor. We're not going to quit. You don't quit. Call us 800-724-2719, extension 3. Talk to Mikey or go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. Hit the PayPal. Thank you.
Really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.